this someone you're about to meet, we've been trying, literally, myself and Mike Matern, to get in touch with Jim Morrison to see if he could do an interview. So I will bring him on and then introduce him. Good afternoon to Jim Morrison, and I truly mean this, wherever you are in the world. Jim?
Thank you. Hi there.
Are you there?
I'm here. I'm in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Oh. What a terrible place. Oh, my God, it's so ugly. Why do you even stay there?
Yeah.
Let me tell you about Jim Morrison. He's 50 years old. Those of you who know me over the years on radio know I love adventurers. Their brains don't work anything like our brains. And I think I can assure you that Jim Morrison's brain doesn't work like our brains. He is a skier. He is a mountain skier. That is, he skis down mountains. He's a backcountry skier. And he just accomplished something I still can't get my brain around. Jim Morrison skied down Mount Everest. First of all, that's 29,032 feet. Now, a handful of people had done it before, Jim, but never on the route you took.
That's right. It was a long, long way to the top of this particular mountain. I've been chasing this dream my whole life, trying to get up to the summit of Mount Everest and ski down the North Face on a very direct, continuous route from 29,000 feet down to 20,000 feet, straight down the North Face. And people have skied other parts of the mountain, but never this particular route.
No, they've never skied the North Face. How long did that take you, Jim?
Well, took us about 6 years between when we started this project and we finally made it to the summit. And then I put my skis on. It took about a little over 4 hours to ski down 9,000 feet.
9,000 hair-raising feet.
9,000 very continuous, no breaks, no place to rest, no place to hide from extreme exposure and a lot of steep technical turns in what a lot of people call the no-fall zone. And it was an incredible ride and a very emotional success for me.
Well, I will get to that emotional success in a moment. This is the no-fall zone. What if you had fallen?
Well, if I'd slipped, messed up a turn, lost an edge, I would have fallen a long way, and it would have been a real fast route to the bottom and taken a minute or two, and I wouldn't have been with you today to have this great conversation.
Okay, first of all, we got to get to the top of Mount Everest. How many people in your group climb Mount Everest for this project?
Well, the route that we took is called the Japanese couloir into the Hornbein couloir, or some people call it the super direct. And in the history of our humanity, five people have made it up this route before us. And on October 15th, we had 12 people from my team all together on the summit once.
Let's see, 12 people. So people from Nat Geo, obviously, who are going to do the documentary on this. And who else?
Well, Jenny Chen, who's the director of a film project that we're working on, and another cameraman, Eric Repka, who's also from Jackson Hole, and a whole team of Ecuadorian climbers, Popo Mina and his wife Carla, and Tico were out in front leading and fixing the ropes. And then we had a whole team of Sherpa climbing with us, ferrying equipment up the mountain and putting in the route and helping get me to the top in a state of mind and physical form where I could put my skis on and ski back down.
Now, there, Jim, I've spoken to people who've made it to the top of Mount Everest before. There's hardly any oxygen up there. You go into oxygen dead up there. How quickly did you then, once you reached the top, have to get on your skis and head down?
Well, I was on the summit for about an hour between celebrating with my team and having a few moments that I shared with my late partner, Hillary Nelson. I had a little bit of time to recover and a little bit of time to get ready, and then not a lot of time to hang out because it started getting real cold.
Jim, I know this touches on some real sadness in your life. You had skied down great mountains before with your partner, Hillary Nelson. In fact, Lhotse, which is one of the handful of the highest mountains in the world, you skied down Lhotse with her. Unfortunately,
I did.
This was part of her dream also, wasn't it?
Yeah, Hillary and I have shared a lot of success in climbing big mountains around the world, including Lhotse, which is right next to Mount Everest, the fourth highest mountain in the world. Has a beautiful couloir that splits the summit, and we made the first descent ever of that mountain in 2018. And shortly thereafter, started to dream up this endeavor, and we worked hard to get this project together and get to the summit together, and she was killed in an accident in 2022.
Yeah,
along our journey.
She died in a fall in Nepal, I believe.
Yes, sir. She died on a mountain called Manaslu, which is another one of the 14 highest mountains in the world, and it was a terrible day for myself and her family and a big community of people that loved her very much.
And you spread her ashes at the top of Mount Everest.
I did. I took some of her ashes up there and had a very emotional moment spreading them and reflecting upon our life together, and felt very supported by her and very determined to accomplish this goal for us and for her story and for her legacy, and hope to memorialize some of the big impact that she had on the mountain adventure community across the world.
I want people to understand that this wasn't the first tragedy in Jim Morrison's life. It's now, what, 14 years ago that your wife and two children died in an airplane crash?
That's correct.
Is skiing what keeps you going?
Being outside, pushing myself, suffering a little bit, climbing up a mountain, all of that helps me process the loss that I've lived through and the journey that I am on, carrying that through my life and climbing these mountains and trying to achieve big goals for myself keeps me motivated and keeps me pushing forward.
What was the feeling like when you finished the 4 hours plus ski down Mount Everest?
Oh, it's an indescribable emotion of such a long, hard-fought journey to get there, to put this team together, to get the permission to do this from the government and all the entities involved, and get everybody up and down the mountain safely was an overwhelming emotion where I honestly, I'm still kind of shocked that we were able to pull it off and really proud of my team and really happy that I was able to share such a heartfelt moment with Hillary up there and now look up at the mountain with a totally different light, in a totally different light. And I'm just in a place where I'm able to have a little smile and a little happiness about something that we worked really hard on for a long time.
The people who climbed with you, when you first talked to them, did they suggest you might be just a little crazy to try this?
Oh, yeah, I think for quite a few years, everyone thought I was a little insane. And over three expeditions going to the mountain, I think my team slowly began to see that I was certainly capable of pulling this off. And they built a lot of confidence around my skiing and my climbing and my organization skills of putting this together. And, you know, honestly, I had the dream team of people to help me do this. And I owe a huge debt of gratitude to everybody that was with me on the mountain and a whole lot of people all over the world that were pushing for us to find success here.
What's the next dream, Jim?
Well, for now, I think I'm going to try to celebrate this one, and hopefully we're going to make a film that people are really excited about and enjoy, and I'm going to put the next dream together day by day.
God bless you. Congratulations. I said at the beginning, and I'll say it again to you, I don't understand people like you, and I think most people simply don't understand people like you. We simply stand back and admire you for having the courage to try to do this.
Well, thank you.
God bless you, Jim.
A lot of passion for the mountains, and happy holidays to you.
God bless you. Whatever the next dream is, God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. That is Jim Morrison. Do you ski, Donnie?
Norm, I've skied once. And I've yelled pizza so much trying to stop on the bunny slopes that I can't even imagine what skiing 9,000 feet would be like. That's remarkable.
Can you imagine? I mean, you're not taking your oxygen with you down the mountain. At 29,000 feet, there's not much oxygen up there.
Yeah, it'd be a lot that I wouldn't take going up that high, Norm. I'd leave all that up there at the top of that mountain. A lot. That's really when is that documentary coming out, I wonder?
Early next year, which is why we had such a hard time getting Jim Morrison.
Right.
But I can't stress this more. I've read about this guy. My friend Mike Matern sent me all sorts of stuff about him. If you go online and you see his Instagram, there's breathtaking footage. I mean, we are not talking about go right, go left, go right. I mean, he's right. Any mistake and you fall 4,000 feet.
Well, the accomplishment is climbing Everest. Like,
yeah.
That's it. That's what people will say, all right, that's it. But then you throw on some skis and you ski down. It seems remarkable.
Very remarkable.